Hello, everyone. Hello, Deus Ex. This is Benevolent Heretic with a political podcast on AboveTopSecret.com. Very good podcast and some good information there. And all I have really is questions. Well, no, that's not true. I do understand that drugs is one of the links in the chain of this epidemic. You know, we have the same thing here in the United States. My question is, why are people taking drugs? Why is the drug trade such a great business? What is missing, or what's wrong, or what is going on in people's lives that they feel they need to take ecstasy or cocaine or some of these other things that you were talking about? I don't know what kind of drugs, you know, what kind of drugs are you talking about? Ecstasy, yeah, cocaine, okay. Those two I pretty much consider recreational drugs for the most part. I don't know how often these people do these drugs or whatever. And I don't really have a problem with people doing drugs if they wish to. But I do have a problem with people shooting each other about, you know, drug deals and stuff. And there's got to be some way to come to the root of the problem and find out why people are doing drugs, why it's such a great business, and B, why people are fighting over them and killing each other about it. You know, is it just the business? And like, you know, you go, I mean, think if you were going to go out and buy a car. You don't go up and shoot the car salesman and take the car. Why does this happen in drugs and not, say, alcohol or, you know, other commodities? Because it's on the street? Because it's done on the street? What the heck is going on? Kind of bugs me too. And I'm with you on the firearm bans and stuff. You know, they don't give you any way to protect yourself. Then they take away the policemen and stuff. It's a really bad situation. I can understand your frustration. I don't think a war on drugs is effective. I don't think it's going to be any more effective than the war on alcohol, known as prohibition, or the war on terror. I think right now what we do have is prohibition of drugs. Because prohibiting something puts it in the underground. It makes it illegal, so you can't just go get them legally, you know, like you can buy a car or alcohol or cigarettes. I happen to think if people want to do recreational drugs, they should be able to buy them. Most of them anyway. My point is, if people were free to do recreational drugs, I wonder how much of an effect that would have on this problem. Certainly some dangerous drugs should be kept under strict regulations. But, you know, marijuana and cocaine and I don't know about ecstasy, but if it was above board, I think people wouldn't be killing each other about it. I could be wrong. I'm just thinking maybe it would be a lot less. Because the war on drugs is a war on an ideology, just like the war on terror. Because people are doing drugs for a reason. This massive use of drugs is happening for a reason. And it's that underlying reason that must be addressed to decrease the use of drugs. Okay. I think that's about all I have to say for now. I'd like to hear what you, Deus Ex, what you think should be done, aside from lowering the price of rounds and giving everybody guns. Although I'm all for that, too, myself. But I wonder if there's something else you think should be done, or what is the answer in your mind? Okay, that's about it. Thanks for listening.